Country Club FM.
Friday Almanac. Bob FM Almanac here for today. Just happens to be Friday, August 28th. We have a Almanac salute today. The co-creator of Scooby-Doo has passed away. His name is Joe Ruby. He was 87. He passed away of natural causes. He and his partner, Ken Spears, gave us Scooby, Shaggy, Freddy, Daphne, Velma, Scrappy-Doo, Scooby-Dee, Scooby-Dum, the 10,000-volt ghost. Need I go on?
No, that's a pretty impressive list.
Have you ever had a Scooby snack meal? That's actually, yes. There actually is one. It's a drink.
Yeah, it's a drink.
Like a shot.
I didn't like it that much.
You had a Scooby snack, and that's a fact. So yeah. Goodbye to Joe Ruby, creator of Scooby-Doo, a Bob Almanac salute. It's August 28th, 241st day of the year, 125 full days left to go. This date in 1898. Neil, you've caught the Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew spirit.
Yes.
And you practice drinking it in often.
I don't mind if I do.
So, but it was Pepsi on this date. Pepsi Cola, Caleb Bradham, renamed his carbonated drink. He was a pharmacist. He worked at a pharmacy. He was looking to create something that helps with digestion. And I guess pepsis is the word in Greek that means something with digestion. So instead of Brad's drink, that's what he initially called it, Brad's drink. He changed it to Pepsi Cola, and the rest is history. There are reports, though, he did roll in his grave when they came out with Crystal Pepsi.
Well, that, yeah, the clear, that just didn't work for me. I know that.
1907.
Do you prefer Pepsi to Coke or Coke to Pepsi?
I prefer Shasta. 1907, American Messenger Company was by two teenagers, Jim Casey, Claude Ryan. It was the American Messenger Company, and they later changed their name to United Parcel Service, UPS.
That worked
out.
You
may have heard of it. 1922, on this date, the first radio commercial aired on WEAF, WEAF Radio. You're listening to WEAF Radio, New York City. It's now WNBC. And okay. The Queensboro Realty Company bought 10 minutes of time for $100 on this date. First ever radio commercial. I'm pretty sure you voiced it.
I probably did.
1963.
How many times can a man turn his head?
So that's Peter, Paul, and Mary. Actual audio of them playing the March on Washington this date. 1963, so it's the anniversary of that, and of course later on.
I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
One of the great speeches of all time, still trying to live up to it.
Makes the hair on your arm stand up.
Martin Luther King Jr., I Have a Dream.
So good.
Bob Dylan was there, Joan Baez, Mahalia Jackson. We already heard Peter, Paul, and Mary also at that very podium performing. That was in 63. In 72, if you were watching the Olympics, you fell in love with Olga Korbut.
There it is. You saw it just behind her. And now listen to the crowd. They got what they've been wanting since Monday night.
Another gold medal for Olga Korbut. She won the team medal, won a couple of golds and a silver.
She was a little cutie.
She was very good on the balance beam, and the uneven bars were amazing for Olga Korbut. That was this date. Out of these three gymnasts, out of these four, who are your favorites? Olga Korbut? Mm-hmm. Do you like Nadia Comaneci? Do you like Mary Lou Retton? Or how about Kathy Rigby?
I'd go Nadia.
How about, what's his name from old school who did the rings?
Right.
With a cigarette in his mouth.
A close second.
Yeah.
Wasn't Mark Spitz was in the 72. That was kind of
easy. Yeah, that was a big, big, big time. Yeah, it was. 1996 over in England.
It was inevitable. There's a massive age gap between them. They're very different people, really. Well, Diana was just a child, wasn't she, when they met each other? And now she's grown up, found her own interests, her own friends, her own job. She doesn't need him anymore.
So people on the streets of London, that might be Liverpool, trying to rationalize the reason for the divorce between Prince Charles and Princess Diana. This woman here cited the age difference.
Yes.
As the troubled 15-year marriage came to an end, it was the issuing of a divorce decree. This date, big news in England, 1996. 2005 in the news.
Up through the manhole covers, I can see the water just bubbling up through those manhole covers now. Just so much water that it can't handle it here. Now, you were mentioning the Louisiana Superdome. I spent about 7 hours
there. So that's live coverage this day. We just got talking about Laura and the damage along the Gulf Coast, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Now, of course, it is inland. But Katrina hit New Orleans on this date, and those were the 3 years that I was living in Mississippi. I flew back up here, and I was flying back to Memphis when this was going on, and we skirted it. We flew around it, and you could see Katrina and the amazing eye, how the eye billows up. Obviously, we're not over it. It's not like a satellite view, but you could just see it. It was amazing from the airplane and the jetliner. That was this day, 2005. And they're still trying to recover. There are still areas in New Orleans that have not fully recovered. Jeez. 15 years later, Neil.
That's crazy. Yeah.
In the news in 2009.
This is the press release that was just handed to us a short while ago by the coroner's office. The headline here is that they have determined that Michael Jackson's death back on June 25th was a homicide. Also interesting here, Kira, is that they established the cause of death as both acute propofol intoxication. Propofol, of course, is the powerful sedative we've been talking about that Michael Jackson was using to try and battle his insomnia.
So it was on this date that we got the news from the coroner about Michael Jackson's death. That was 2009. 3 years ago, the Rocket Man was at it.
Japan and the United States have requested an urgent meeting of the UN Security Council later today after North Korea fired a missile that flew over Japan. The missile flew over the island of Hokkaido before it crashed into the sea off the country's east coast. While the launch prompted an alert and people were told to take cover in
base. Yikes. What were you doing, Kim Jong-un?
Yeah. He's a bit of a wild card.
Yeah, you don't know what he's going to do.
No.
At all. 2017. And then that same day, 3 years ago.
Now, the world's harshest law penalizing the production, use, or sale of plastic bags has gone into force in Kenya. From today, violators could pay a fine of up to the equivalent of $40,000 or be jailed up to 4 years. And while producers previously went to court and scuttled it, some Kenyans, including farmers, are bent on seeing an end to the harm that the bags cause.
Kenya has a real... You think our plastic bag problem is an issue with them sometimes up in trees and things. There are some photos and video from Kenya. They're everywhere.
Wow.
They're more plastic bags than people. 2017. Wow. All right, it's birthday time now. And it's TV theme time, as Neil would like to say.
Ooh. One of my favorite parts of the show.
One of those shows that the car was almost as big of a star as the two stars.
Oh, sure.
Starsky and Hutch, David Soul. He was Hutch. Of course, he was on that show, and he was also busy doing stuff like...
Don't give up on us, baby.
He was a singer. He was an actor. Had a heck of a mustache. And then he was chasing down vampires in Salem's Lot. Guy could do it all.
He was multi-talented.
He could sing, he could drive a Grand Torino, he could drive a wood stake through the heart of a vampire.
And he was a bad guy in a Dirty Harry movie.
Distribute holy water. David Soul, 77. Happy birthday. On the drums for the band Chicago Transit Authority, as they used to be called, I believe. Daniel Serafin. That's tight right there. Daniel
Pretty
Serafin,
good.
Danny, he kind of had a falling out with the band. Mm. He is 72 today. I don't know if it's him against Peter Cetera. I don't know where the schism was. But more music now.
What are you doing tonight?
One of the older Osmonds. And I can't tell them apart. There's so many of them. How many Osmond boys and girls were there? I think there's only one girl, right?
Yeah, but there was like
boys. It's 12,
six,
13, 14,
seven, eight
15
boys.
Of them. They all didn't sing, so actually the number of siblings is actually higher than the number that were like in the Osmonds, so to speak. Wayne Osmond is 69. Daniel Stern.
I'm calling.
Go ahead, call him. I'm sure he's home. It's his night to meet with the other escaped Nazis, and
I hate you.
I hate you more. If hate were people, I'd beat China.
He was one of the city slickers. He needed to get out. He needed to get out. Yeah, get out of Dodge there.
He needed to get on a cattle drive.
Daniel Stern. Now, he's one of the bad guys in Home Alone, too. He had a Macaulay Culkin mentioned. And he was also, here's some trivia for you. He was the adult voice of Kevin Arnold, the narrator on Wonder Years. Think about that for a moment. Happy birthday to that guy.
And now the moment this crowd has been waiting for, and how is this going to work? Completely different skaters, known to be enemies of one another, combining to be the first male-male pair team in the history of the sport.
How could you go wrong? You had Craig T. Nelson as your coach. The only guy who could be coach would be coach. The only thing they were missing was Luther Van Damme as the assistant coach. But that's Scott Hamilton from the movie Blades of Glory. Scott Hamilton, who do you prefer as far as a figure skating commentator, as a color commentator? Do you like Scott Hamilton? Are you a Dick Buttons guy? Or how about the newcomer on the block, that Johnny Weir character?
Yeah, not a Johnny Weir character.
He's flamboyant.
Yeah. You know, it'd be between Hamilton and Dick Buttons. I'm kind of a Dick Buttons guy.
Scott Hamilton, 62.
Stifler's mom.
Hey, Finchie.
How did you know I was here?
I called a couple of weeks ago. Didn't Steven tell you that I was going to drop by sometime?
I guess it, slipped his mind. Hey, what's your name?
Janine.
We don't care because we only know you as Stifler's mom. Mm-hmm. Jennifer Coolidge, also on Two Broke Girls. Happy birthday to her today, 59. Shania Twain, I think you call her Eileen, don't you, Neil? You refer to her as Eileen.
Her real name.
Shania Twain, 55. Jack Black.
Wait, Bethany, don't! No!
I'm an overweight middle-aged man. Wait a second! Where's my phone?
At this moment.
Oh, really? You don't think this would be a good moment to make a phone call or text somebody or change your status to stuck in a freaking video game?
He is funny, Jack Black.
He is indeed.
He is funny. School of Rock, Shallow Hal, that's him. He's been in the Jumanji movies the last couple. He's 51. He's one of the 50210 guys, or is it 90210? 50210, that'd be somewhere in Arkansas, I think.
Right.
90210 is Beverly Hills.
To tell you the truth, for the last few hours, I've been thinking how much nicer it is to be square dancing with you than to be hiding out with Lucinda.
Oh, it's another Brandon and Kelly moment. I don't remember a lot of square dancing or hoedowns on 90210.
No, I never watched it. It seems like I only watch Gunsmoke. I missed
51 for Jason Priestley. Darby Hendrickson, he's a hockey player from the Twin Cities.
A power play situation for either team. Here almost 18 minutes old. Shot score! Darby Hendrickson on the goal line! And there it is! The first official NHL goal scored at the XL Energy Center by Minnesota's own Darby Hendrickson!
That was perfect.
A Richfield native, of course, former Golden Gopher, came back here for the first Wild team and scored the first goal in XL Energy Center history.
Pretty cool.
Now an assistant coach. Got a chance to chat with him some when I was working with the Wild last December. Just a great guy. Darby Hendrickson.
Everybody said, yep. He's got a great reputation.
48 today. I'm glad they held on to him. Even with Dean Evason taking over as coach, they retained Darby as an assistant. Leanne Rimes, just 38. She started when she was 5, as you know. First big hit with Blue. Armie Hammer.
Oh, thank God. Civilization. We'll just explain the entire situation and we'll get this whole misunderstanding cleared up. The United States Army. Finally, someone who will listen to reason.
Oops, not so much. Tonto and the Lone Ranger, Kemosabe. He was Lone Ranger in the movie Lone Ranger.
Didn't get great reviews. No. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it was fine.
It was pretty good.
It fell kind of flat amongst the people that do the reviewing, the critics. I just think Lone Ranger is a tough character to do.
Yeah. And they tried to do comedy and, you know, drama.
And Johnny Depp's Tonto looked vastly different than
Jay Silverheels.
Yeah. Tonto on the TV show.
But he was good.
Oh, wait a minute. It's not time for that yet. Honey Boo Boo.
Uh-oh.
I don't usually do reality personalities, right, but we're going to do Honey Boo Boo because it's Honey Boo Boo.
Mm-hmm.
15.
Oh, boy. All right. Gone, but not forgotten. Our former first lady of the day. And these are the way we like our former first ladies. Several names. Lucy Ware Webb Hayes, born on this day, 1831, wife to Rutherford B., of course. What about Jack Kirby?
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. Spins a web any size, catches thieves just like flies. Look out, here comes the Spider-Man.
Now, along with Stan Lee, Jack Kirby was the guy who kind of drew Spider-Man, along with the Fantastic Four, the Incredible Hulk, several of those Marvel characters. His name, Jack Kirby, 1917. She was Miss Hathaway on the Beverly Hillbillies, Nancy Culp.
Well, upon my arrival at the Clampett Mansion, imagine my surprise to find them arrayed in their Sunday finery and having a square dance. Look who's here to help us celebrate the holiday, exclaimed Mr. Clampett, happily. What holiday? I inquired, innocently. Possum Day, he replied, earnestly.
That's a big day for the Clampets, Possum Day.
Yeah.
And she was the female Thurston Howell III.
She really was.
Her delivery was very much Thurston Howell III, Jim Backus-like.
Yes, that's a good point. And they actually did have square dances at the Beverly Hillbillies.
Not every day, pretty much.
90210, whatever. So Nancy Culp, 1921. Peg Ryan, she was in the late 60s version of Hawaii 5-0, 1924.
Did she ever book anybody?
No, she just booked
them, Peggy.
She wrote, took notes. Emmy award-winning actor, dancer, tremendously talented, Donald O'Connor.
I knew you wouldn't believe me, Judge, but Francis is a mule. Huh. A regular mule with four legs and big wobbly ears, and he talks. But he's got more brains and a bigger heart than anyone I know. And I should have listened to him. He's the best friend I ever had.
That's two Francis the Mule references in 1 week. Where else would you get that?
They did seven Francis the Talking Mule.
Tell me, where else
would you even? And he did the first six, but he was equally great in Singing the Rain. Guy could dance, sing, do it all. Donald O'Connor, 1925. What about Roxy Roker? You remember her from The Jeffersons.
Will you excuse me, Louise? I have to go upstairs.
Oh, something you have to do?
No, something I have to get away from.
I'll be up in a few minutes, dear.
Who cares?
Tom Willis. They were the upstairs neighbors of the Jeffersons.
The Willises. She was Helen. She was also the mother of Lenny Kravitz. And Roxy Roker was born on this day in 1929. And one more, Emmy Award-winning actor Ben Gazzara. I remember him in the late 60s from the show Run for Your Life. But he was working, movies well into the 2000s. He was born on this day.
Well, he was good, that's why.
He was very good. Ben Gazzara, 1930, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start the most important Bob-a-thon of the week, the Friday No Repeat Workday Bob-a-thon, right now, right here? With great power comes great responsibility, Neil.
Spider-Man
and this
reference.
This is the power that you wield right here, right now.
Holy
Pam
cow.
Tillis, Mi Vida Loca. Uh-huh. Which translates to My Vida Loca. Alan Jackson, Gone Country. Or you could go with Eddie Raven in A Letter to You.
I like Eddie Raven today.
Let's do it.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCIL.